What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The wind had got loud, and, man, it was just a, like I said, it was just a special moment, bro. I can't even remember what the crowd was doing. I thought it was a full stadium. But that just goes to show how locked in the moment I was, just watching him go down up the sideline, just really just getting after it, really.
Can you talk about how difficult it is to deal with a guy like Lamar where the play is never over, kind of like Josh for that matter?
Our coach had coach said something that really stuck with me, and he was like, he's like Kobe Bryant, and like how you can't necessarily stop Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant's going to get his at some point, and that was a great analogy. Lamar's going to get his at some point, and we know that, and everybody knows that, and everybody watching knows that. We just have to limit him, you know, but he's going to get his. We all know that. We all aware. We're not ignorant to the fact, but he is.
You're such a penetrating player.
Right.
You know, when teams use that against you a little bit, right? You
we
penetrate.
Wham,
right?
I mean, trap. Yeah, whams. We know.
How do you guard against that, though, Ed, you know?
We know our opponent. Just knowing your opponent, wham, trap. You know, first play of the game, when we played them early on, They whammed me. They cut me with 42. They did things that were not necessarily what you say common, you know, to cut a D tackle with a fullback and to wham him with, you know, things like that, just icky things. And we know that's coming. I know that's coming. I'm keyed into it more so than I was the first game. And I will say I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the wham. I'm ready for the traps.
What'd your coach talk about Kobe?
Matt, our D-line coach. Kind of made that analogy. So he like Kobe, he gonna get his, you know. So, you know, one he basically what he said was he's a one off player, basically kind of like Kobe, and Kobe's gonna get his. You know, you can try to limit him, but at some point Kobe's gonna get him.
Your run defense has been a lot better the last 6 weeks. It's a yard per carry better. I know it's a lot of things that probably go into that, but what are the things that stand out to you?
Like I say, just at the end of the year, you know. It's when you want to play your best football, start to play your best football, and we had a problem, and we're trying to get it fixed because that's what we need going forward, and to be successful in the playoffs, that's what we need to stop the run. And like you say, it's been a yard better per carry, so that's the type of strides we need to continue to be build this defense and get to where we want to go.
How big could it be to have Matt back for this game, Terrell, Taron, that you didn't have for the first time you played the Titans?
Right. Like I said, like they say, it's the next man up mentality, but you definitely have more confidence going in with the guys, Taron, Matt. And, man, it was a picture of three guys. I forget. I know it was Taron and Matt. It was somebody else on the sideline.
Terrell.
They were all on the sideline. I remember looking at that picture like, damn, I didn't even remember that they weren't playing the first game. And just to have them back, I mean, I ain't going to say, you know, but it should help.
Have you thought about that Trey's going to be on the other side, Tre'Davious White?
Actually, I'm excited to talk to Trey. I haven't spoken with him since he left, so I'm excited to talk back with him. You know, Trey was always a high-energy guy, talked to everybody, loved everybody, so I can't wait to talk to him.